someone standing at the open door. Well, I can see the crystal river, and I know
homesick before. Well, we had came off of a wonderful weekend. I enjoyed the weekend. It was great. I'm looking forward just to coming back here tonight and just hearing what the Lord has for us. I think we've got Brother Tim Ashong. I think I said that right. He's speaking tonight, so I'm looking forward to that. I always enjoy Brother Tim as he speaks. I like to sing an older song, Won't It Be Wonderful There? We'll just start with a chorus.
Won't it be wonderful there? Having no burdens to bear, oh, joyously singing with heart bells all ringing, oh, won't it be wonderful there?
Let's sing the first verse.
Oh, when with the Savior we enter the glory land, won't it be wonderful there?
Wonderful is my Redeemer,
we thank him tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. We're going to go to prayer. Let's sing that little chorus. I cast all my cares upon you, KFC. I will cast all my cares upon you, and I lay all of my burdens down at your feet. Anytime I don't know just what to do, I will cast all my cares upon. Service and prayer. I want to remember Brother Mike this evening, Brother Mike Pritchard, just recovering from surgery. He's in good health. Brother Barry says he's doing well, so we want to pray the Lord will continue just to give him a speedy recovery. Also, Sister Connie, we want to remember her tonight. She's being in the hospital. I think she may have had a stroke, so Brother Barry also visited with her, and she remembered his name, remembered who he was, so that's a really good sign. So we just want to just pray the Lord would just continue to touch her. I was texting with Brother Keith earlier before service, letting him know we'd remember him in prayer. He's just not feeling well. And we also want to remember the drums this evening. And we have an unspoken prayer request up here. If you have a need on your heart, just raise your hand. As we sang, we'll cast all our cares upon him. Amen. That's what he wants us to do. He wants us to forget about ourselves, what we can do. He wants to take control. So let him have control.
God bless you, saints. Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, when we don't know what to do, Lord, we rejoice when we see ourselves in the house of God, to lay down all our burdens and all our cares. We thank you, dear Lord God Almighty, for sending your prophet in this end times, dear Heavenly Father, to prepare us, Lord God Almighty, for yourself. We are no better than anyone out there in the world, Lord God Almighty. It's all by mercy and grace through Jesus Christ giving his life on Calvary. That's why we sing, wonderful name, wonderful name. Yes. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for granting us travel mercies, Lord, to be in the house of God. We thank you, Lord, Father God, with the voices you've given us to praise you in the songs of Zion, in preparation for the preaching of the gospel, Father. May you anoint the preacher this night, Lord God Almighty. Speak to our hearts. Speak to our situations, Father God. Speak to our needs, dear Heavenly Father. We are always an overwhelmed people, Father. But when we come to the place where you chose to put your holy name, Father, you said when we get there, Lord, our burdens will be light, Father God, because you will take over, Father. We lay before your throne of mercy the request that have been announced, dear Heavenly Father. We have got beloved ones, Lord, in critical conditions, Lord. We pray, Lord Father God, for healing, Lord, the divine touch. May you be with our brother, Lord, brother preacher, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord, that the operation went well. Father, we give you the glory. His recovery, Lord, is all in your hands, Father. We pray for Sister Tina Noblock this evening, Lord, sending a word of power, a word of deliverance, dear Heavenly Father. We commend Sister Carrie Woodlock into your holy hands, Father. May you touch her in a special way, Father. Be with Brother Keith, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you, Lord, when we see him, Father. Standing strong in faith, we know it's a mighty work, your mighty hand in his life. Lord God, many other requests that we could not mention, Lord, individually, Lord. We commit every situation into your holy hands, Father. Be with our pastor, Lord, wherever he is at, Father. May that holy angel came around about him, Father. We thank you, Lord, for his ministry. We thank you for your work in him, Father. Bless him, Lord. Be with us, dear Heavenly Father God, as we continue to worship and praise you, Father. Help us, Lord God Almighty, those that could not be here because of situations, Lord, wherever they are at, may you minister grace to them, Father. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We appreciate you, Father. Forgive us of our shortcomings, Lord. May the blood wash us clean this evening, dear Heavenly Father, as we appreciate you, as we thank you through Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Wellington. You may be seated. Amen. God bless you. It's good to have each and every one of you here. Those of you who are joining us online this evening, God bless you. Good to have you joining us tonight. May you just feel his presence as we feel him here this evening. Amen. Let's sing that song, Master of the Wind. Start with the chorus, Sister Hannah.
I know the master of the wind. Oh, yes, I know the maker of the rain. For he can calm the storm and make the sun shine again. Drive me from the the heights. It may bring me low, but it will never bring me down. Amen, let's claim it now. Oh yes, I know the master of the wind. Yes, sir, I know the maker of the rain. For he can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind. Let's sing it again as the brothers come for the tithes and offering. I know the master of the wind. I know the maker of the rain. He can calm the storm, make the sun shine again. I know the master of the wind.
John, would you listen? Get ready to turn the service for Brother Barry. Let's stand. Let's sing, I want to live the way he wants me to live. PFF.
I want to live the way. Seated tonight just for a moment here. We welcome all of you to the house of the Lord. It was really nice to come in and feel the presence of the Lord left over from the weekend. And I was blessed by that, and I appreciate that. I had so many good reports and comments from the services on Sunday, and it was really nice. I really enjoyed the word and feasted on just the whole day Sunday. It was really nice. We had lots of fellowship with the ministers, and we rarely get together in the same room, Brother Paul and Brother Drake and Brother Watkins and myself. You know, very, very seldom do we get together. And it was really nice to be able to fellowship, and Sister Becky just kept the food coming all weekend. It was really, really nice. And so we trust that you were blessed. I got to listen to the most of the video that was made, though, and all the comments that were made, and I don't know if any of you have seen the whole thing. It's quite interesting. Ethan, you didn't put anything on it, and but you know, when they went to the Sunday school class and asked Sister Karen asked the kids, "How old do you think Brother Barry is?" I didn't appreciate the 88, and I don't know who that was.
But it was a real blessing. It's a real treasure to have that. And Sister Karen, I thank you again for all you did and making it special. It was really neat. All right, let me give you a couple of announcements here, and I'll repeat these, but I know there's folks that are listening here, so I just want to share these with you this evening here before we go to prayer. The first thing is a chore that we're going to do, and I would encourage you that we need to start a new habit in this church, and that is that if you need to go to the restroom or you need to you're thinking about going to the restroom, you need to go before the preaching starts and then come back in. Because when you go during the preaching, there's an upset, no matter how small or how subtly you go out. So think about that. Let's start that at the end of the song service. You want to slip out and do that, get a drink or whatever you have to do, so that during the preaching you don't have to do that. I think that would be a good thing for us to do. Is that all right? I wanted to mention that we're going to do a couple of special things at the end of March. March 29th, Brother Burley Williams and his whole congregation are going to come to our congregation, and we're going to have a joint service here on Sunday morning. And it's going to be a singing. We're going to have some singing. And they're bringing all their singers and musicians, and they're going to come. And these days when Brother Burley travels, he takes his whole church. And he's going to come, and they're just going to join in with us and just have some fellowship here on Sunday morning. We're just going to have one service, and that'll be on March 29th. So that should be something to look forward to for sure. Then the following weekend is Easter, and we're going to have Brother Sven Peterson from Norway. And Brother Sven is a dear friend of ours, and he's a pastor over there in Sarpsborg, southern Norway. And he's a young man and ministers to a congregation over there. And he's just a great brother, and I had him on my heart to come over for a while. He's the brother who helps me. He has helped me from the very beginning with Vision Books in formatting everything. Everything is formatted into a certain size and shape, and Brother Sven does all. He's a printer by trade and just a very gifted fellow. And he and I have been working together with Vision Books since the very beginning, and he's a great help. I've ministered in his church as well, and he's a great guy. He's going to become. We're going to have two services on Sunday. Saturday night, we're going to have a young people's meeting. It's going to be a simple gathering here for all of our young people with Brother Sven. And you'll enjoy it. He's got some great testimonies, and he's got a little church that's full of old former punk rockers and atheists. And in Norway, it's a very godless country. And Brother Sven's got some great testimonies. So he's going to be here for Easter this year. And then also I wanted to say that today I had the opportunity to drive down and be with Brother Mike in the hospital. And he was doing very well. They're feeding him soft food, which is a really good sign. And they're watching him. And Lord willing, they said, Lord willing, he may be going home tomorrow, just depending on how good he feels and how he handles the food. And if everything is okay, the duct tape holds, they're going to possibly send him home. He had a rough night because he was laying flat. And then 5 o'clock in the morning, he had enough. Got up, sat in his chair. Once he sat in his chair, he was fine. He did really good. It took the pressure off internally, and he sat up all day. And he was doing really well. He was in really good spirits, and it was really nice to be able to spend some time with them. Then while I was there, I had to call to go to the hospital in Lincolnton. And Sister Connie Hughes, they believe had a stroke, and the left side of her body is paralyzed. She had blood on the brain, and they did a scan this afternoon. They're waiting till 8 p.m. to do another scan to see if that's continuing. And if it's continuing, they're going to send her to Charlotte to a neurological unit there in one of the hospitals for further treatment. She knew me, and you know, we talked together and prayed together. She was slightly injured when she fell today. But we sure want to hold her up in prayer. And I told her, I said, I'm going straight to church, and that's why I don't have a tie. And I said, I'm going straight to church, and I'll ask all the folks to be praying for you. And she was so thankful. She said, and the last thing going out, she said to me, and I have a card for you for your 20th anniversary. And I said, you hold on to that card, and I'll get it from you. And I said, I really appreciate that. She said, we're so sorry we missed the dinner on Saturday night, but she said we listened to both services on Sunday, and it was a real blessing to both of them. So she sends her regards. We also want to remember, I don't think it was mentioned, but we want to remember Brother Ben's father, Ron McCafferty, underwent a treatment today, and Brother Ben is with him, so we want to remember Ron McCafferty tonight. Let's stand to our feet, and let's sing that little chorus, Have Your Way, Have Your Way, and we'll have a little word of prayer. Brother Tim Ashong is in town. He went to the follow-up again with his doctor, got a great report, and we're thankful for that. Just seems like the Lord undertook for him, and we're very grateful. Always had Brother Tim come by, so he's here tonight, and for a couple more weeks he'll be in the North America, and then he'll be traveling over. And I know you're probably all aware of events in the Middle East, and it's always an unnerving thing when your country goes to war. It's an unnerving thing when war breaks out in the Middle East. And I can't help but believe that, you know, God is shuffling things around again and moving things in place to where he wants them to be. And I look at those things. I look at Israel, and, anything that happens to Israel is significant, even if we don't understand it. It's the timepiece. It's the thing that God looks at to time everything else. And so it makes it important. So you want to, like the Bible says, we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for sure. But you want to keep your eye on that. And whenever anything happens like that, I always think, man, are we closer? Are we, you know? If you always had that feeling of ramping up a little bit closer, a little bit closer. Let's sing it tonight. Have your Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be able to bow in your presence and to be able to just wait upon you, Lord, as you prepare your servant, Lord, in his heart to be able to bring something that we know will strengthen us and edify us, encourage us along the way. So many things that are taking place, Lord, of significance in our world. And you have a bride that's just waiting, Lord, waiting in the wings, waiting for that moment when you usher us into the palace. And in this world, they'll never know we're gone. They'll never notice our absence. The world will just carry straight on into tribulation. But Lord, I pray that every one of us that are ordained to go, we'll be waiting and watching and living in expectation that one of these days it is going to come to pass. Lord, I pray for these needs that we have. And as with any assembly today, there are many needs, Lord, among us. We thank you for dealing with Brother Mike in such a gracious way. And we pray there, God, that you would just bind up his wounds now and allow him to go back home again. And Father, we pray, Lord, for Sister Connie and ask that you would be merciful to her. She has suffered a lot, but she is truly a believer, loves you with all of her heart, and has loved you for years and years, served you with all that she knew how to do. So we commit her into your hands now and pray that you'd be merciful to her and bring healing to her body, Lord, and ease her suffering tonight, we pray. We ask now in Jesus' name that you take complete control of this part of the service, Lord, and anoint Brother Tim to just get out of the way. And Lord, speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Sing it again now as Brother Tim comes. Oh,
dear Heavenly Father, once again, we are grateful that you brought us together this evening again to your house to worship you and to hear your word. We ask, Father, forgive us of every shortcoming in our individual lives and our families, and have thy way in our midst. Yes, we want to be more like you, and we want to serve you better. Yes, may you undertake for us. You know our needs, and we pray that you take control of our members and make us instruments in your hands. Have thy way as we ask your blessings upon the reading of your word and the service. And we pray that wherever your sons and daughters are gathered this evening, may that be with them. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, beloved in Christ. And it's a privilege to be here this evening with you and to fellowship around the review word of our day. And I bring greetings to you from my pastor called Brother David. And also my wife sent special greetings to you all. And I want to thank our pastor, Brother Berry, for the opportunity given me to be here this evening. Thank you, Pastor.
You are welcome.
God bless you all. And as we stand, let's read a portion of the scriptures. We just want to encourage ourselves. We want to read from the book of Exodus 23. Exodus 23. Let's start from verse 20. Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way and to bring thee into the place which I have prepared. Be well of him, and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions. For my name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, and an adversary unto thine adversaries. For my angel shall go before thee, and bring thee in unto the Amorites, and the Hittites, and the Perizzites, and the Canaanites, and the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Amen.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Shall we please be seated? And let me read one more scripture from the book of Psalm. Psalm 91. Verse 11 and 12. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Amen. So we are grateful and we thank God for this opportunity given to us again to be back in his house. And we are grateful unto him, for he promised us that where two or three will be gathered in his name, he will be there. So we know he's here with us. Hallelujah. And he promised he will never leave us. So just to encourage ourselves this evening, want to speak, my angel shall go before thee and bring you to the land. That's what God's speaking to the children of Israel. My angel shall go before thee. What a joy, what a comfort, what a consolation. Yes. What assurance God giving to us. Yes. He gave it to the children of Israel in their Exodus when he brought them out of Egypt. Praise the Lord. We know they were in captivity for over 400 years. But they went there because God said, he promised, and he told Abraham, that is what will happen. The scripture tells us somewhere that will there be an evil in the land, and the Lord have not done it? So the Lord Almighty is in control over everything that is happening in this world. Amen. Whatever, sometimes things might be happening that we don't like it. We wish it doesn't be that way, or it doesn't happen that way. But it is not what we want. It is what he plans. Because in everything, he has a purpose. Why he allows things to happen. Amen. Yes, because he's God Almighty. And he's working according to his own program. His own purpose. Hallelujah. And many things happen. Like the children of Israel were in, when the henchmen and the Hitlers and things arose against them. And they persecuted them. And that made them to long to go home. And then they came back to Palestine. And Brother Brown said that was the tender hand of Jehovah. Yes. So his ways are past finding out. And one thing sure for us to know is that there is nothing out of kilter. Amen. Our Father is in control over everything. Amen. And so this evening, as we just encourage ourselves, God bringing them out of Egypt. That was the first Exodus. Taking a nation from a nation, a natural land to a natural land. So God did that. But in all, remember, he came down. The pillar of fire came down. Hallelujah. Amen. The pillar of fire came down to bring them out. The prophet said here, when God seen back there in the Old Testament, the first thing you know, a pillar of fire went forth. Israel followed that pillar of fire. I say it reverently. I believe you got the picture of it on the paper tonight. The same pillar of fire, the angel of God and the angel of the covenant. So he spoke to us about the pillar of fire that was taken. And he said, we have the picture of it today. Praise the Lord. And he told us, and any man knows that the angel of the covenant was Jesus Christ. That's right. The same yesterday, today, and forever. God unfolded himself. That was God in the pillar of fire. He's unfolded himself down into a human body. Virgin born. No man could touch him. You could see him here, but he's a virgin born. Amen. So this great pillar of fire came down, manifested itself, and came to lead Israel out of Egypt. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And it gladdens my heart to know that today, that same pillar of fire is leading the church. Hallelujah. And just to remind ourselves, he told the children of Israel, when he came down at the backside of the desert and met Moses, he told him what he was going to do. I am sending you to Egypt. I'm sending you to Pharaoh. Moses said, oh, I cannot speak. He said, don't worry about that. You surrender to me. Hallelujah. He said, who makes a man to speak? It's me. So don't worry. All that I want you to do, just surrender to me and I will do the work. And it's the same thing today. If we surrender to him, he will do the work. Amen. So all that God wants from us today is just surrender to me. I will do the work. Don't try to reason. Don't try to imagine how it's going to be. Just leave it. Surrender and I will do it. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so he goes. Moses goes to Egypt. And then we know the story how it went. And then finally, they came out. We also remember that even before Moses was born, there was an order to kill all the male bones. So we have been taught how Moses was a type of Christ, our Lord Jesus. And we realize also that though there were a lot of children that were killed during that time, there was a Moses who was spared. The Bible tells us the mother and father recognized that he was a proper child. And so they defied the order of Pharaoh. And then finally we saw how they placed Moses in the basket and put him on the river. Oh, the prophet said, how many alligators were there? He said, but there was angel of the Lord. The angels of God were right there pushing and casting out and driving all the alligators away. Because Moses was born for a purpose. And until the purpose of God is performed in our lives, nothing can take us out of here. I strongly believe in that. God brought you here for a purpose, and God brought me here for a purpose. And until that purpose of Almighty God has been served and accomplished in our lives, there is nothing. No sickness, no disease, no nothing. Until God's purpose has been accomplished. May the Lord help us to believe God's word. Hallelujah. Yes. So God told the children of Israel, now I am taking you. He said, my angel shall go before you. I'm taking you out of this place. And the Bible told us, when they left Egypt, the pillar of fire was leading them. By day, as a cloud, a pillar of cloud. By night, as a pillar of fire. Hallelujah. And the Bible tells us God never took away from them the pillar of fire by day, but he never took it away. Amen. He stayed with them. And Israel moved as the pillar of fire was moving. Hallelujah. No matter what time the pillar of fire moves, they have to move. Yeah. Hallelujah. So they have to keep watching the pillar of fire. Yeah. When it moves, day, night, no matter what you might be doing, no matter what hour of the day or night, once it's moving, we move with him. Hallelujah. Because if you don't move, it will leave you and go. No wonder God told David, when you hear the rustling in the Mebru 3, go, I've gone before you. So when God moves, we move with him. And God is moving, we are moving with him. God is moving today in the pillar of fire, the word that we have today. So we keep moving with him. Hallelujah. And so now God also told them, listen, my angel, he's going before you. But I have already prepared a place for you. Hallelujah. He said, I'm taking you to the place that I have prepared. So there is a place that has already been prepared. So when God was taking them out of Egypt, he knew where they were going. He already had a place for them to go. And so he has a place for us to go. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. And when I finish, I'll come and take you. that where I am, my servant will also be there. Praise the name of the Lord. So God told them, I am taking you to this place, a place I have already prepared, but take note of this. I want you to obey the voice of the angel. If you will obey my voice and do what I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies. And I will be an adversary to your adversaries. Hallelujah. God wants obedience. For the scripture tells us to obey is better than sacrifice. And that's why God was so pleased with Abraham, and he told Abraham, because you have obeyed my voice, in blessing, I will bless you. Amen. So the only way to make God happy is to obey his word. Is to do what he says, whether it's convenience or inconvenience us, he wants us to obey. Because don't take it lightly that when God told Abraham, take your son that you love, and go and sacrifice him. Is that an easy message? Is it something light?
No.
For somebody to be told, take your son. Listen, as we are here, put ourselves there. Let's put ourselves there. And the word comes to you. Are you thinking now? And God tells you, take your son or your daughter.
Yeah.
And God specified the one you love. And go and sacrifice him for me. A boy about 14 years old. What he had waited for. God promised him. He waited for him for 25 years. And he testified everywhere. This is the boy. This is the one. This is the one. And then one day, God said, okay, take him and go and sacrifice him. God mentioned Isaac, take him and go and sacrifice. The one you love, go and sacrifice him. Which of us here will take it lightly? Which of us here will take it lightly if today you hear a voice like that? Though we are not in that we'll be told to take our children and sacrifice. But there are things that God wants us to sacrifice. That he, our heavenly father, we have the first place in our lives. The prophet said, God does not want anything to be between us and him. He said, not your wife, not your husband, not your children, not anybody. He wants to be the first. In everything that we do, God wants himself to be the first place in our lives. And the prophet of God said, anything that we bring between God or ourselves and God becomes an idol. So he said, many of us have become idol worshippers. May God deliver us. He told us, a life full of excuses is not worthy of the gospel. God wants to be first. He's not asking you to sacrifice Isaac, your son or your daughter, but he wants to be the first place. So whatever, like he told the rich young man, go and sell all that you have. Give it to the poor. Come, take your cross and follow me. And the scripture said it was too much for that young man. It was too much for him. And you can also be a Peninnah. Rich in gossip or rich in jealousy, rich in laziness, rich in whatever rich you are in. God wants to be the first place in everything that we do. And when he is the first place, he said, I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries. And God told them, listen, as you are going, my angel is going before you. You know, Saul lost the throne because of disobedience. When God spoke to him through the prophet Samuel, when he was going to fight the Amalekites, and God said, listen, the Amalekites did this against your fathers, and I want to use you to repay them back. So as you go to this battle, destroy everything that is there. But when he went, he didn't do that. He used his opinions and his ideas and his feelings. And he said, well, we have to sacrifice this. No. When the prophet Samuel came back to him, he said, what is it? How did it go? He said, oh, yeah, everything went fine. He said, no. Are you sure? What about the noise that I'm hearing? Oh, the people. The people said this. The people said that. May God help us. Listen to the voice of the angel. Yeah. Listen to the word of the Lord. Yeah. Listen to what God says. Yeah. Not yourself or my husband or my wife or my... No, that's fine. But what God says must be the paramount thing. Yes. Yeah. So, even when he was to be anointed by Samuel, at a point they went to offer sacrifice, he went ahead, instead of him waiting for the prophet, he went ahead and offered sacrifice. So when Samuel came, said, why did you do that? He said, the people. Always the people. God, Samuel told him, you've been very foolish. Your kingdom would have been established. But because of this, the kingdom is taken out of you. God has found somebody better. David even didn't know. Somebody didn't even know who the better. But God spoke through him. God has rejected you because you did not obey my voice. Saints of God, to obey is better than sacrifice. Amen. And when we stay behind the word, God will stand for us. And I want us to remember this. God told them, as you are going, the Jebusites are there. The Amalekites are there. The Hivites are there. This and that is there. Hallelujah. So, you are not going to have it easy, but I will go with you. Amen. My angel will go with you. And remember, in all their journey, even in the wilderness, where they had problems, the angel was leading them. So when we have challenges and trials, it's not because the angel has gone. The angel is leading. God knew there will be challenges. God knew the Hivites, all these nations are stronger nations. They are bigger nations. Hallelujah. But God is not afraid of no bigger nation. All that the Lord wants from us is obedience. Obey the voice of the angel. Don't reason. Just take what he says. Hallelujah. Because when God is leading us, he will not lead us astray. When he took them through the wilderness, he knew everything about the journey. Before they started, he knew all about the journey. And listen, he knows all about our journey. Our life stages, from childhood, whatever stage we come, he knows about it. He knows about who you will be marrying and who you will be marrying and the children that will come out and everything. He knows all about it. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we are serving. Amen. And he knew you will be here today and I will be here today. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Remember, the Bible told even Levi paid tithe when he was in the loins of Abraham. So God knew there will be a Levi. Before he was born, before his father, God said, Levi, pay tithe. When Abraham met Melchizedek. So God knew all about us. Who your grandma will be, your grandpa will be here. He knows all. And he planned it that way. Hallelujah. So nothing will happen to us. The prophet of God said, God made that unconditional covenant with our father Abraham. Hallelujah. Not you do. He said, listen, I have made you a father of nations. And the prophet said here, But God made the covenant unconditionally. I love it. And he hooked it into Christ. There it is. Anchored there. No slippery, no sliding. There is no way of getting away. What is it? It is hooked by God above and by the Son of God beneath. And what is it? It is a pathway. It is a traveler's way from earth to glory. And you can't fail. Amen. And you can't fail. Hallelujah. Look, there is a great company of angels up and down here. Ascending and descending. Picking up the weary and the sick. Healing their bodies and showing visions and mighty signs and wonders. Can't fail. It can't slip. It can't slide. You are safe. Amen. Hallelujah. You are safe. Hallelujah. Brother Branham said, this last day bride has been ordained not to fail. Yes. Amen. She will have challenges. She will have trials. But she will not fail. Amen. So, listen. When he's talking about us, sometimes we feel disappointed. Why this? And he knows all about it. The children of Israel, in their journey, when the Egyptians were, why this and that? But God knows all about it. He allows things to happen, even to build us up. Amen. To mold character in us. To toughen us. Hallelujah. He said, no chastening for the present time seemed to be joyous. He said, but afterwards, it yielded the peaceable fruits of righteousness, of repentance, whatever. When you are going through difficulty, it's not easy. But God allows it. He made the children of Israel to wander, to pass here. He was building them. He was training them. Hallelujah. And remember, the pillar of fire was leading them. Yes. When they were in the wilderness and they were not having water, the pillar of fire was leading them. Amen. Huh? When they came and there was no food, the pillar of fire was leading them. It was there. When they were thirsty, the pillar of fire was there. So the fire that we are in the will of God does not mean we are not going to have challenges. The prophet of God said, listen, God teaches us patience. He said, many of us, we think that when we pray over the good promises of God, then immediately we get, he said, no, God, don't do it that way. He said, if God answers us, immediately we pray, he said, you will become impatient with life. But God teaches us patience. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, Abraham, when he has received the promise, he waited patiently. Noah waited patiently. Hallelujah. Amen. My angel will go before you. Be patient, we'll get there. And he said, God will give his angels charge. When they give somebody a charge, that's a responsibility. Yes. Hallelujah. So angels have been given the responsibility to make sure nothing happens to you. Hallelujah. He said, as we are traveling, he said, it's hooked to God, the heart of God in heaven and Christ on the earth. He said, in between are angels moving up and down, descending and ascending. Yes. And they are watching over us. I'll give my angels charge over you. He said, when somebody falls, the angels will pick them. Just like you have the police patrolling here and there. The angels of God has also patrolling. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. When you have anything, you call 911 and they are there. Angels are 911 for us. The paramedics taking care of us in our journey. Hallelujah. And so you come to church and the pastor is anointed and you read the quote, God is ministering to you. Yes. An evangelist come and he ring the call. The angels of God are ministering to you. They are attending to us. God is attending to his people. Because he said, my angels, I gave them charge over you. Brother Branham said, the angels of God, they don't leave us. They are always with us. Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, sir. You can't fail. You are safe. Church, we are safe. Because the angels of God are watching over us. We are not alone. You are not alone. He said, I will never leave you. No matter the condition, no matter the situation, no matter the challenges, no matter the difficulty, you are not alone. You will never be alone. It's hook around the heart of God, of heaven. Hook around the Son of God, down here. And we are brought into it. Through the Son of God, we are sent to him. Amen. Oh my. Then what are you scared about? What are you scared about? If God be for us, who can be against us? Our promise is hook between God and Christ. And we are in between them. With angels, he said, he will give his angels charge over thee. And the angels of God are encamped about those who fear him. God has given his angels charge over us, over you. To keep you, to watch over you. Jesus said, all that my Father have given to me will come to me. I will never lose one. No way. Hallelujah. The angels, look, no wonder Elijah, when he was in Dothan and the Syrian army came around, encamped around them, and Gehazi, the servant, looking, he was so scared. Oh, my star, we are finished. Elijah said, forget. Those that are with us are more than them. Those that are, and today, those that are with us are more. The angels of God are here. Thousands of angels are here right now. Amen. Oh, I don't see them. They are here. You don't need to see them. They are here. Amen. Because the word of God said so. Amen. Elijah said, don't worry. Those that are with us are more. And Elisha said, Lord, open his eyes. Angels encamp. Hallelujah. All over the place, chariots, horses, fire. Why should we fear? Trust in the Lord. Amen. Don't be afraid. Believe that God will watch over you. Amen. And I always talk about, look at the natural Israel today. Look at the size of that nation. Look at the nations around. Yeah, right. Look at the people fighting. Yeah. Look at missiles they are throwing here and there. And they believe that Jehovah will protect them. Their strength is Jehovah, that Jehovah will protect them, and they knew what God has promised. Amen. Yes. They still believe today that there will be a battle of Armageddon. They'll be there. So if they believe what they believe, we have a prophet that has been sent to us. The mysteries are revealed to us. The mysteries of God has been made known to us. We have known the sequence of events that will be coming. Fear not. The angels of God are with us. Amen. They are not with us to fail. They are with us to make it. Amen. You will not fail. We are safe. And the prophet said, Elijah told them, those that are with us, they are more. And when his eyes was open, he saw angels all around. Angels all around. Angels all around. And there are angels all around us. Amen. Angels all around us. Amen. Nothing can happen to us. Amen. Nothing can harm you. Amen. Trust in the Lord. Amen. With all your heart, with all your mind. God don't want us to fear. He said, what are we scared about? Stand with the word of the Lord. Amen. Let's be committed. Let's trust the Lord.
Lord, hold on. Lord, help me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The God of Daniel is our God. The God that brought Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego is our God. Amen. Trials will come. Challenges will come. Difficulties will come. But remember, God said, my angels, I give them charge over you. I will not leave you. The angel of the Lord went before them in all their journey. He never left them. I give my angels charge over you. Hallelujah. Let me read a little before we close here. Hallelujah. Woo. Listen, he said, there's a great host of angels standing there to pick me up. Come on, we are marching on up towards Zion. Oh, on to that beautiful city above. Can't fail. There is no failing in it. It don't rest upon what I do. It rests upon what he did. Amen. It's already finished. The believer once anchored in Christ Jesus, coming through the door back there, put on this highway. You can't get any way but straight up to God with it. Hallelujah. When you come, you are born again. You are filled with the Spirit of God. God puts you in this journey, on this highway, this path, traveling straight to Calvary. Hallelujah. Angels are watching. He says somebody for they pick you up. Oh, hallelujah. They watch over us throughout the journey because God gave them charge. And if anything happens to us, which should not happen to us, then they will answer questions. Woo. Brother Brown said, angels are servants. Amen. We are sons and daughters of God. Amen. He said, in the house, who is more head is the son, not the servant. We are sons of God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now are we the sons of God. Amen. Not will be, we are now. And as we are in this journey, our Father is responsible. Our Father is watching over us. Hey, even animals watch over their babies. Watch over their little ones. Hallelujah. When you talk about the lion life, the lion, the papa, watch over the family. And if they do that, what about our Heavenly Father? Don't be scared. His grace will take us through, no matter the difficulties and the challenges. My angel is going before you. Whew. The prophet said here. He said, when Moses was put on the river, he said, every one of them, old alligators, will come up to that little bitty basket going down the river. You know why? You know why they couldn't do it? Why? They couldn't eat that little baby. There was an angel sitting there. That's, get away from here. Hallelujah. Get away from here. Hallelujah. And there is the angel of the Lord sitting by you telling the devil, get away from here. That's my daughter. Touch not my anointed. Touch not my people. That's my son. That's, get away from here. Oh, hallelujah. Satan, get away from here. Devil, get out. Listen, we are the apple of his eyes. We are God's people. We are God's redeemed. We are the bride of this last day. We have been brought here for a purpose. And the purpose of God for your life can never be defeated. Nothing shall defeat it. He said, I am taking you to a place I have prepared. A prepared place for a prepared people. Amen. It's for us. Yes. Hey, you must know who you are. Amen. You must recognize who you are. and take what your father said. God told Abraham, I have made you this. Abraham believed it. So believe what God has made you. What God said you are. You are. Amen. Hey, professor, it's not what you did. I am not counting on myself. We are counting on what he did. And he said, it is finished. Hallelujah. It's not by works of righteousness that we have done. It is what God did. Yes. And faith anchors in what God did. God's word. He said it is finished. It's finished. Yes. Hallelujah. Why? God gives his angels charge to watch over his people. Don't you get scared. God gives his angels charge to watch over his people. So don't get scared. He said, honey, God is watching you. The devil may try to do something to you, but God is greater. The devil may try to do something to you, but God is greater. Amen. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. Amen. He may try, because listen, he did it to Job. He did it to Job. He did it to everybody. He did it to Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But God is greater. Yes, and God is greater today. Amen. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The devil may try. Yes, God will allow him to try. But remember, God is greater. Amen. Your God is greater. And all that he allows to do is to make you strong. Amen. Job, at the end of his trial, came stronger. Then they came out stronger. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they went to the fire, they came stronger. Amen. Devil may try, but God is greater. God came to speak to us to strengthen us. Yes, devil may try to do something to you. He's always trying. He's always trying. He's always trying. But he will fail as many times as he tried. He will fail. Why? Because he cannot touch us. Nothing can harm us until God allows. And when God allows, it is for our glory. May God strengthen you, my brothers and sisters. I love it so much. My angel shall go before you. If God is going before us, the 5-star general that came down when Joshua was around Jericho and God told, he said, what am I going to do? He said, just go around the walls of Jericho. Don't worry. When God starts a work, he will complete it. He will finish it. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. So what we need to do is to get closer to God, is to surrender. Let God have his way. Amen. Let God have the preeminence. Yes. Let God take the first place in my life and your life. Once he's there, don't worry, we'll take care of the rest. Amen. He said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. My angel shall go before you. And my joy is that the angel of the Lord is going before us today. The message is not William Branham's message. It is the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus is going before us. That same pillar of fire is here today with us. He's going before us. He is the one that called the Exodus. He's the one going before us. If he took the children of Israel to where he said he was taking them, and he brought them to that land, flowing with milk and honey, in their journey, he sustained them. He took care of them. 40 years, there was no feeble person among them. He took them to the land. He will not leave us halfway. Amen. We are going the rapture. Amen. I said, we are going the rapture. Amen. There is a bride on the way, on a way to the rapture. Amen. Nothing will stop this bride. Yes. Nothing will stop us. Hallelujah. This is not a man's message. It is God's message. My angel is going before us. Yes. I love it. Praise the Lord. The prophet said, yeah. He was praying. He said, Heavenly Father,
that did see the great host of hands that had been spread up upwards in the skies. And I'm sure that the recording angels are standing near. For I know that you are near. And you said, the angels of God are encamped about those. The prophet said, they don't leave. They just stay there. They make camp. The angels, they don't leave. Oh. The prophet said, they just stay there. They don't leave. They make a camp. Like you go to camp. They are around us. Oh, God, help us. They make a camp around us. They don't leave. They're always there. Because they have been charged to watch over us. What I'm talking about you. They are watching over you. He has given his angels charge over you to watch over you. Hey, there is no day, there is no night. They are always there. Okay, let me read what the prophet said. God is always present. If we could only remember that, the angels of the Lord are encamped about those who fear him. In this building tonight stands Jesus Christ. In this building tonight is host of angels. Thousands of them gathered around. You believe that? That's the prophet speaking. In this building tonight, hosts of angels, thousands gathered around. In this building tonight stands Jesus Christ. In this building tonight is hosts of angels standing. Thousands of them gathered around. You don't see them, but you can feel the influence of them, telling you that they are here. If that isn't so, then the scripture isn't so. And if the scripture isn't so, if the scripture isn't right, then God isn't right. The Bible said that the angels of God are encamped. They don't leave. They stay near those that fear him. They don't leave. He said, remember this. And remember not only here. Remember, not only here, but when you are walking down the streets, wherever you are, you that profess to be believers and fear the Lord, remember, the angels of God are moving with you wherever you are. Are you hearing that? Are you believing that? The angels of God are moving with you wherever you are. Fear not, little flock. Don't fear. Fear is of the devil. Don't fear. The angels are with us. God didn't leave the children of Israel. He stayed with them. He watched over them. He took them through their journey. He watched over them. He provided for them. The angels of God are moving with us wherever we go. They watch everything you do. Every thought that goes through your mind. And they know all about you. Therefore, we must be conscious of that. If we are not conscious of it, then you act anyway. So people mostly today, too many people are not conscious of the presence of the Lord Jesus. That's the reason we have these things. May God help us. Listen, the angels of God are encamped about those. They don't leave. They stay there day and night. Will somebody say amen to that? Amen. They don't leave. They stay day and night. What a consolation. What assurance. What a love of God is to us. If you are today doubting and questioning, God said, I am there. Day and night.
I'm there. Because when the pillar of fire, they left Egypt. He said he didn't take the pillar of fire by day. The cloud was there by night. The pillar of fire was there. He didn't leave then. How can he leave his heritage? How can he leave his heritage? To whom will he leave his heritage to? How can he leave you? When he purchased us with his own blood, when he gave his own life to save us, to redeem us, he will never leave us. Hallelujah. Rest assured, brother, sister, whatever your condition, whatever the angels of God, they never leave. Whatever he allow is for a purpose. But don't ever come to a place to think that, he has bypassed me. No, Brother Brown said, he will never bypass you. It might look like he has, but he said he has never. Because when he met the two disciples, he made as if he was going. He didn't go. He knew they would call him. And he know you will call. So he will never leave us. My angel is going before us. The angel that has brought us this far, he's still leading us. He's leading the bride. He's leading us in the Exodus. He will take us to where he has promised. And all our enemies, he said, I will cut them off. He cut off the Egyptians. Israel looked back. They saw their enemies dead. They saw their carcasses. Hallelujah. God fought for them. When they came into the Red Sea, God removed their waste chariots. God fought for them. And God will fight for you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. Isn't it wonderful? Our God is good. Don't be afraid. Fear not. He will never leave us. He's with us. My angel will go before you. God bless you.
And if that is true, and I believe that it is true, we have no fear about tomorrow. We can face tomorrow because he lives, and he lives with us. I've thought about that verse many, many times, how God said, I have sent my angel to go with you. And you got to think about that angel, one angel for 2 million people. That's what we call an angel with power. And this angel, he says, now you do whatever he tells you to do and so forth. You keep your eye on him. Watch him. He's watching you. You watch him. Because I put my name in him. Now, if you ever want to get something from God, you ask in his name, right? Whatsoever you shall ask in my name. And this angel has the name of God in him. That's what the Bible says. So when this angel starts going asking things, you better be on the right side of things, right? Because whatever he says, it's going to come to pass. Now, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He had an angel in the first Exodus. He had one in the second Exodus. And you know what? I believe he's got an angel ordaining and orchestrating things in this last day. And you know what? In reality, Pharaoh and his soldiers weren't the enemy. They were against the people of God. But the ones to watch out for were the ones that God sent. That angel. We want to do everything that angel directs us to do. And I believe it's just the same today. We should do this. Whatever the Lord lays upon our hearts, that's exactly what we should do. Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, yes, because he lives, I can face tomorrow, because he lives.
holds my future, and life is worth the living just because He lives. You are my strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up.
When I am dry, you
fill my cup. You are my all.
To us, isn't He? He surely is, and He knows just exactly what we have need of. My hope is in the Lord. Let's sing that tonight.
My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore.
The living sacrifice, the only source of life.
Oh, my hope is in the Lord from this time on
and evermore.
Come with every rising sun, to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest.
Oh, my hope.
Time on
and evermore, oh, my hope is in the Lord forevermore.
Brother Tim made a great statement. He said that these angels are not here to watch us fail, but they're here to make sure we make it all the way. God said, I've sent you this angel, and I've given you this angel to take you all the way through. So he didn't take him part of the way and say, look, it's up there. So just keep going and make a couple of turns up there, and you'll see some markers, and just hang a left and then hang a right after that, and good luck, I'll see you there. He didn't say that. He said, I'm going to see you all the way through. Now, if it's also true that the angels of God are with us and they encamp around about us, it means that they're always here. But it seems like that there are points in time where God lets us see that angel. There are certain times in the Bible, like when Gideon, for instance, you know, Gideon is, he's a man of God. He's supposed to raise up and destroy the Philistines and so forth that are there. And this angel appears. And when Jacob wrestled with the Lord, you know, that there are certain times when God appears and shows himself. And when Zechariah was standing by the altar, and here's Gabriel, and he says, I'm Gabriel, I'm sent from the presence of God. Now, everybody doesn't get a physical, visible manifestation like that, but there seems to be certain points in time where God says, I want you to definitively know I'm right there. I'm not lost in history. I'm not way back there with the forefathers, but I'm right here with you. And you know what? Whether you realize it or not, God made it a point in our generation to come down and be visible in Houston, Texas, right? And he says, besides that, I'm going to have my picture made so all of you can have it hanging in your house. And that will tell you, for all these people that believe in this ministry, for all you people, you need to know I'm that close, I'm that near, and you need to know that because there are certain times when God wants to show himself because you're going to need that special encouragement in the times you live in. I'm glad he's that close because we live in perilous times. I'm glad he's that close because we live in troubled times. I'm glad we have him that close because the world is falling apart and the normal pathways are not functional anymore. So we've got to go the way he leads. We've got to go the way he knows best. And it's not always the normal, natural, logical way. And he wants us to be aware of his presence. And that's what this is all about. And Brother Tim said it 1,000 times tonight in different ways, that we should never disbelieve the presence of God near us. In whatever form, whatever angelic presence, whatever promise, whatever appearing that God makes in our midst. Let me tell you, it's God. And he said, even if the pastor stands there and reads something out of the scripture there, that's God speaking to you. He just wants you to know, I'm not way off somewhere. I'm not back in the early church still. I'm not in the day of Pentecost. I'm right here. And I'm comforted by that. I don't know about you, but I don't think we could ever remind ourselves enough of that because we need it in this hour. I'm so grateful for that. Amen. Amen.
His tender mercies come with
every rising sun to meet the sinner in his brokenness, to offer healing and forgiveness, and those who trust in him will find their hearts at rest.
I'm glad I came to church tonight. How about you? Brother Alejandro, I'm going to ask you to come up and close in prayer, if you will, tonight. May God bless you. Remember Sister Connie in prayer. Remember Brother Keith in prayer. And remember Brother Mike in prayer through the rest of this week here. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the weekend. May God bless you. Let's sing it one more time. My hope is in the Lord. As Brother Alejandro closes in prayer. My hope is in the Lord from this time on and evermore.
Bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the daily bread. Thank you, Lord, for service today. Thank you for leading the way. And we ask you, Lord, that you take us home safe. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you've provided for this night. And Lord, we ask that you bring us back to our places, home, safe and sound, Lord, and may you give us another chance to come and praise you again to the house of the Lord. So again, Lord, we thank you with all our hearts, and we bless your name, Lord, and in Jesus' name, amen. Señor Jesucristo, gracias te damos por esta noche, por bendecirnos con tu palabra, por ayudarnos, por Señor, por guiarnos, por enviar tu nube, por siempre mantenernos seguros, salvos, Señor, por todo lo que nos ha provisto y por esta noche que nos has dado, Señor, de disfrutar de tu palabra. Gracias, Señor, por todo lo que nos das. Pedimos, Señor, que nos lleves de regreso a casa con bien, que nos guardes del mal y del peligro, Señor, y que protejas a tu siervo, que protejas a tu Grey y a tu pueblo, Señor, de regreso a casa, en el nombre del Señor Jesús. Amén.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. God is good, isn't he? Let's sing it. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Shake hands with one another tonight, outside, and God bless you as you go.
Good all the time. Put a song of praise in this heart of mine. God is good all the time. Through the light will shine. God is good. Yes, God is.
everlasting.